No, she didn't. I was sitting right there when she said, change.
I'll call her. I'll call her.
Tell you, you got a meeting this afternoon, though.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Good morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Oak Ridge Nation Congress to order. We are on day 16 of our Honka session. It is Friday, April 13th, 2018, the time is 10:03 a.m. I would like to ask our Sergeant at Arms to pray for us this morning, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, and we thank you so much for our beautiful Osage Nation. We also bless those who...
Congressman Tillman.
Page 2, under General Order, Day 1, Second Reading. Executive, second line, Executive Branch, the amount of 200 TOW 1,000.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 12th as amended.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal as amended. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The journal is approved for April 12th. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, visitors. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee report, resolution number ONCR 18-07, a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the United States Department of Veteran Affairs and the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Norris. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, can you give some direction?
I have a report for the resolution for the annual revenue projection. Here, here's a copy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, the Appropriations Committee met yesterday and considered resolution ONCR 1811. A resolution to approve the fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I was a sponsor of that resolution. The final committee action is due pass with amendments voting yes for Whitehorn, Pratt, Edwards, Mason, Supernaw, and Walker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Supernaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday to consider Bill number ONCA 18-16, an act to provide an appropriation for the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1 million out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor of that bill is Maria Whitehorn. Final committee vote was due pass with yes votes from Superintendent Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, one no vote, Hamilton.
Thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, guests in the gallery, Assistant Principal Chief. I'm reading in an act to authorize and appropriate $3,000 to the Osage Casinos for room rental and internet streaming costs for a candidate forum and debates for all Osage elected and retained offices prior to June 1st, 2018, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Good morning again. I am reading in ONCA 1826, an act to establish law for the method, time, and locations for display of the Osage Nation flag and to establish an alternate effective date. Also ONCR 1812, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source fiscal year 19. With the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. Thank you. ONCA 1825 is assigned to government operations, as well as ONCA 1826, and ONCR 1812 is assigned to health and social services. We're now on general order day one. Second reading, Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 1804 is an act to appropriate an act to appropriate to the minerals account. Well, the essence of it is there's an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 18 in the amount of $161,340 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Speaker, and good morning, Congress Assistant Chief, those in attendance. Reading in ONCA 1808, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1807, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $202,137 for wildland fire and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1809, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Willow Tree Residential Treatment Centers in the amount of $281,781 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill?
Do I need to make that amendment?
I don't know. Is there an amendment? Congresswoman Edwards. or excuse me, Whitehorn.
Are we on 1809?
We are on 1809. Yes, yes, please. So, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Amendment, yes, I have an amendment. Page 2, line 55 and a half, strike 205,440 and insert 192,118.
Second.
Page 2, line 68, strike 46,667 and insert 35,626. Page 2, line 69, strike 95,236, insert 92,955, and adjust totals accordingly.
Okay, and you seconded, Congresswoman Edwards?
Second.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1817. She has a couple of just, yeah, need your signature. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for me. ONCA 1817, an act to authorize victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to have confidential addresses acknowledged and utilized by the Osage Nation so they can still receive services and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 1818, an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authorized by the Violence Against Women Act and the Indian Civil Rights Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to hold ONCA 1818 and 1819 on general order or in second reading pending receipt of information from the courts on cost and ease of implementation of these two bills.
Second. 1818 and 1819.
Could you please put that in writing and submit it? And also to clarify, are you saying general, you said second reading. Do you mean general order day two or second reading?
I mean general order day two.
Okay. Get that in writing, please, so I can.
That motion and restate. I move to hold ONCA 1818 and 1819 on general day order day two pending receipt of opinion from the Osage Nation courts on suggested revisions, cost, and time frame for implementation.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. There's no discussion, so rule suspension. Roll call.
Congresswoman Buffalohead. I'm sorry, Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Okay. The motion passes, and ONC 1818 and ONC 1819 will be held on general order day two on the next agenda. They will be held there until pending receipt of opinion from the Osage Nation courts.
I have a question. Who's requesting that information? The movement who wants it, or?
I actually already sent an email, but I'm happy to follow up and send another one.
So yeah, for clarification, they will be held on general order day two pending receipt of opinion from the Osage Nation courts.
And did you give a
suggested revision on?
Or are we just going to let this sit in committee and die and not get passed out?
Okay, let's keep order. Raise your hand if you want to speak. It's Osage Nation courts, suggested revisions on cost and timeframe for implementation. Okay. We're moving on to third reading. Okay, let's keep order. We're going to move on to third reading. We'll discuss it, work that out afterwards. ONCR 1807, a resolution to approve a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Osage Nation. Congressman Norris is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Hello.
Okay, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Principal Chief, members of Congress, members of the Osage Nation. This is a resolution to enter into or to allow the Principal Chief to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Veterans Affairs so that our veterans who wish to or who qualify and receive a certificate of eligibility from the Veterans Affairs may participate in a direct home loan program with the VA. That means that the eligible veteran would not have to go out to a lending institution and apply for home loans through banks, mortgage companies, so on and so forth. I received a certificate of eligibility probably 40 years ago, and I went to several banks in Osage County and outside Osage County applying for a home loan to build a home on my restricted property. The institutions would not even consider loaning money on anything that was going to be constructed or had anything to do with restricted government property or trust property. So I hit a pretty much a brick wall. And it's not just me, it's other veterans also that have ran into this similar problem. And I'm happy that the VA has recognized that there is a problem with our Native American veterans obtaining these construction loans. And they've offered this program to other Indian nations, and there are other Indian nations participating in this program. So I would encourage Congress to vote yes on this very, what I consider a very important resolution that will benefit our Native American veterans. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Would anyone else like to speak for or against this resolution, Congressman Maker?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those in attendance today. I salute Congressman Norris on this bill. It's a much-needed thing for the veterans, especially Osage veterans, all Native American veterans, because this is a problem. I, too, experienced being turned down by banks about 30 years ago when I received my certificate. And it wasn't because of my credit. It was because the banks just absolutely would not listen to any of these requests at that time. And so, I mean, most of these banks, even today, will still turn you down because they just don't want to mess with the veteran. I don't know why. I really don't know why. I guess they just refuse to approve any of those VA loans for housing. So this is a much needed thing. We have veterans, I know in Tulsa, some of them living on the streets, having a hard time. So I urge you to please support this legislation.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? The question is, shall ONCR 1807 pass? Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Baker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1807 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee meets the following session, and we are going to discuss the merit bill. The intent is to hopefully get through it today. Could go past lunch as late as 2 to try to finish it up. Please attend if you want to weigh in on that. Thanks.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
Commerce, Chairman, and Land Committee will be meeting from 2:30 to 4:30. Because of the nature of what we're discussing, the entire meeting practically will be in executive session, and I hope that all Congress members will be able to attend that meeting.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. I have received notice that the appointee, the Health Authority Board appointee, Michael Bristow's appointee questionnaire has been received, so I am assigning Michael Bristow to the Health and Social Services Committee. Okay, if there aren't any other motions or notices, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
You have a few minutes.